Several weeks ago, we asked you to share your favorite summer recipes and the true stories behind them as part of our Found Recipes Taste of Summer contest. Well, three listeners have made it to the final round, and we're now going to ask you to tell us which of them deserves to be the winner. Will it be Susan Jones and the strawberry trifle that solved this problem?
I'm not a good cook. So whenever someone says, everybody bring a dish, I'm not happy.
Or will it be Patricia Mulvey and her Ensenada slaw, the only bright moment in a vacation gone bad?
Well, if I swerve left, I'm going to hit 60 mile an hour oncoming traffic. If I swerve to the right, I'm going off a cliff.
Or perhaps it could be our final contestant.
I've been eating this sandwich for 27 years, and I am the epitome of health and beauty.
That's Marty Olison of Ponca, Arkansas. She's an elementary school librarian and enjoys gardening, especially since it provides the ingredients for her Taste of Summer entry.
I've coined it Diane's Dad's Summer Sandwich, and it is just wonderful. Fresh garden tomatoes, and I mean you just picked that tomato. Vidalia or red sweet onion, cucumbers straight out of the garden, two slices of your favorite whole grain bread, white cheddar cheese, I prefer sharp. Oh, and you'll need some crunchy peanut butter. I worked with Diane Dickey years ago when I taught in Springfield. We used to eat lunch together and team teach, and she was reminiscing about this wonderful sandwich that she always ate every summer with her dad. I was a vegetarian at the time, and I thought, I'm game. Tell me about it. So she told me the ingredients, and I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a try. I went to the farmer's market because I didn't have a garden at the time, bought all the ingredients, thinly sliced those cucumbers, thinly sliced the onions, sliced the tomato, and layered it all on my sandwich and took a big bite. And I thought, you know, it's okay, but I'm not loving it yet. A couple of weeks later, she goes, so Marty, did you try that sandwich? And I said, yeah, I did, but I'm probably not as big a fan of it as you are. It probably has childhood memories. It's sentimental or something for you. And she goes, how'd you layer it? And I said, you didn't tell me the secret. The secret order is cheese on the top, then the tomato, then the cucumber, then the onion, and then crunchy peanut butter. It's just not the same without it. I think the order matters because of the chemistry of the acids and the bases, or the fats and the vegetables. I'm not sure, but I did an experiment the other day. I made the sandwich in the right order, and I turned it upside down, and it was not as good. This wonderful sandwich instigated my planting a garden when I moved to the country. I thought, wow, what if I had my own tomatoes and my own cucumbers? And I would like to thank Diane for sharing this recipe with me, because it actually did impel me to change the way I look at summer.
That's Marty Olison with her Taste of Summer entry, Diane's Dad's Summer Sandwich. You can weigh in on which of our three finalists should win the Taste of Summer contest by leaving your comments on the Found Recipes page at npr.org. We'll tabulate the results and announce the winner on Friday's program.